Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad sitting in for Brian Whitman, man. Look at that, man. Yeah. All right, I'm working on a theory that I'll present at 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
And I've been doing some studies on the website and, you know, talking to a bunch of people, And I have the 9 things that make women very attractive.
Okay.
And I'm going to present that to all the women at 10 o'clock. And you'll, in the 1 hour that I tell you how to improve yourself, you'll either say, he's full of crap, F him, and you'll swear and maybe not listen to the station anymore. Or the second choice, you'll listen to it, you'll become a more attractive woman and get better guys, and then you will kiss my white ass at one point when you get married to a very decent man because you are a very sexual person.
No, this is a list that you made up.
No. Follow me. This is
I heard you said you found some stuff online.
This is a list that I've been talking to people and thousands of guys.
Okay.
On the internet, off the internet, doing some studies. And this is a list that's compiled of opinions from men from throughout the United States of America.
Oh.
And it's really important that you hear this because you are some of this list.
Oh, some.
But you're not all of it.
Well, is domestic on there? Check that one out.
At 10 o'clock, I'll give you the list. And we'll see how much of it is you.
I am dying to know.
All right, folks, don't forget, a week from tonight, we're going to be at the Commerce Casino. It's always a terrific event. We get a ton of people out there, between 400 or 500 people out there, each and every event, each and every poker event we have. And it's going to be next Thursday, March 27th at Commerce Casino, which is off the 5 freeway, just south of the 710 and north of the 605. So come on out. To sign up, it's free. And we'll talk about it tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We will not talk about signing up on Monday because it's going to be closed. So if you want to sign up, you have to do it now. You've got to do it today, tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. But don't wait until Monday to sign up because you'll get screwed. So go to FreeFM, 971FreeFM.com, 971FreeFM.com, or ConwayandWhitman.com and sign up for that poker tournament. Free to sign up, free to get in. It is free food and free to play. How do you beat that? And they're giving away $6,000 worth of prizes. $6,000 worth of prizes.
And the food is really good.
Yeah. And Gina Grad will be down there, hopefully improving herself. according to this list that I'm going to present at 10 o'clock. So if you have, like a sister who's in the dating game or an ex-girlfriend or you just know some chicks, tell them to listen at 10 o'clock because I will improve women's lives throughout Los Angeles at 10 p.m. tonight. And you know what? Gina, you can look at me like I'm a complete a-hole.
Big statement.
But I am going to improve some woman's life at 10 o'clock tonight.
All right. Maybe
there's a woman driving around right now. She's listening. And she might be by herself in the car, and she's a little frumpy, and she's saying to herself, "Listen, I think this guy is an a-hole, but I'm going to listen at 10 o'clock tonight, and see what his theories are. And if you follow all of them, you will improve your life, you will improve your look, and you'll become a much happier person."
Okay, thanks, Sam.
You got it. All right. All right. I read an article online today. And it was talking about there are times in a relationship where they get to the point where both partners feel the need to add some space and they want to break from each other, you know, believing that a break will do their relationship some good. And can taking time apart actually help a relationship? I don't know if you're in a relationship now, right?
By proxy.
By sort of.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he calls you as... girlfriend? No.
No,
does not?
We're not into, no.
You're not into labels?
No, no titles, no labels.
All right, but you're not seeing more than one dude?
Just because I'm lazy.
All right.
But yes.
All right, just because you're really lazy. But have you ever been in a relationship where you took some time off?
A lot of time.
No, I'm talking about not your whole life. I'm talking about in a relationship, like either you're married or in your case, you have a boyfriend, and you say, we're going to take a week off. You're going to go somewhere, I'm going to go somewhere, and we'll meet up after
a week.
No,
because I'd be too afraid they wouldn't come back.
You'd be afraid he wouldn't come back or you wouldn't come back?
Well, sometimes both, but I'm a little territorial. I'm not into the go do what you got to do for a week and come back to me.
You're like a real jealous, crazy.
Oh, I'm jelly bread.
Are you really?
Yeah.
See, that's
I'm
a pain in the ass.
I know. It's my one. It's one of my big downfalls that I'm a pretty jealous person.
How does it demonstrate itself? Do you constantly ask him who he's going out with?
I just get kind of mean. I start hitting below the belt for no reason.
So he always has to be with you, or you have to always know where he is?
It would be nice.
Is that right?
He doesn't have to be with me. I'd like to know who he's with, and I prefer they have the same parts that he has, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, but you, it's okay for you to go out with your guy friend.
Totally. I trust myself.
Yeah, but you don't trust him.
I don't trust anybody.
So if you're in a relationship and a guy says, I'll be home at 10, and he shows up at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, you're
that.
Pissed.
No, I don't care about that.
So you don't clock the guy?
No. Have you met my friend Susan? Yeah, we're just going to go grab a bite after work. What?
You don't like that?
No, I don't like that. Like, where are you going to be? Meet you there. Sitting between you.
That is a nightmare,
though. I know. I wish I wasn't like that. I pray to God that he'll take it from me, but I can't help it.
Yeah, my wife thought that I was sniffing around some chick about 4 years ago. Actually, about 5 years ago. And there was a chick that used to work for us at a different company. And she would call up occasionally at home and go, hey, baby, haven't seen you in a while. Let's get together for lunch, sweetheart. I miss you, love you. And she'd hang up, right? And my wife said, like, who is this girl?
It's a valid question.
And I said, you want me to take you to meet her? And she said, not really. I said, well, jump in the car. I know where she works. I'm going to show you to her. And so she got in the car. And she worked at a bookstore at the time. So I take my wife from the bookstore, and I said, we're not going to say anything to her. I'm just going to point her out to you. And there's a woman in the back who was happened to be African-American.
Uh-huh.
She happened to be about 312 pounds,
uh-huh.
310 pounds.
Oh.
And I said, you see the woman back there sweating, putting the books up? That's her.
Was she good after that?
I think she was okay.
That's a huge bitch.
Tim,
it was a huge bitch.
Was that really her? Because that's the best decoy ever.
That's pretty good. I wonder how many guys use that same chick.
We won't say anything. We'll just point through the window.
There should be a chick there for that all guys use. It's like 15 guys standing out there like, no, that's my chick.
That's
my ex chick. No, but it actually is her.
Okay.
Yeah, she used to work for us. Then she worked at a bookstore. She was between jobs. And she was a really big woman. Like 310 pounds.
So did your wife befriend her after that, or it was?
Nah, we just after that she was cool with it.
Right.
You know, she was cool with the hey, sweetie, hey, darling, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yet,
that's just the way she was.
But a lot of girls, including myself, think it's hysterical and love it and egg it on when a guy does that to someone I'm dating. Like, hey, baby, ooh, you looking good, and he gets all embarrassed, and I just think it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, but guys aren't really that jealous about stuff like that. I mean, there are some guys who are jealous, and they end up killing you and then themselves.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't always end in double suicide, but you're probably right.
So homicide, suicide. But what happens is, like, if women are really jealous, it demonstrates itself in just annoyance.
Right.
But when a guy's really jealous, he'll break your arm.
Yeah.
Have you ever been one of those guys?
No. See, I tend to find guys that you got to, like, put a mirror under their nose and make sure they're still breathing. Because I want to be the crazy one.
That's me, though. I'm barely breathing. All right, but anyway, so I found this article online, and it says when you take time out of a relationship and you take like a week or two off, does it help the relationship? And a lot of times they say that once you get back in the relationship, all the same problems are still there.
Right.
But, yeah, but no S. But in the 2 weeks that you're gone or the 3 weeks you're gone, those problems don't exist at all. But it's an interesting area. If you've been in a relationship and you've taken some time off, you know, like a week or two, perhaps a month. Does it work? Or when you come back, is there so much trust lost in the relationship that it's completely over? Is that the first step to it's over?
See, I think that it has to be one person or the other. You'll never both be on the same page. You'll never both reconnect and go, you know what, I missed you. I missed you too. Or, you know what, I think we're good. I think we're done. One person's going to come back totally messed up from it.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be a great relationship if 1 week every year you split? And or your boyfriend split.
Right.
Like 1 week a year, Jennifer would go away for a week with Sophia. And then 1 week a year, I would go away with Sophia for a week.
Well, with Sophia is an interesting way to end the sentence because it's not you just go do your thing and whoever stays home takes care of the baby. So, you know, there's a little more trust there when you have your daughter involved.
Yeah.
But, hey, baby.
But that's what I'm saying. When you have responsibilities at home, like I think my wife would love to split for a week.
Do you really?
Yeah. I think she might call after two nights because she misses Sophia. But I think she would love to get away for like a week, and I think she should. I'd love to take care of her. So I could take care of my daughter for a week.
Why don't you send her away for a week?
Where?
Wherever she wants.
We're on a cruise?
Yeah, you know, the Virgin Islands, maybe Cozumel.
I'd have to send her far away, because if she just went to Palm Springs, she'd be back the next day.
Yeah, no. She has to get there by plane.
Yeah. But, I mean, it really is a great time in a guy's life when his wife said, I think I'm gonna go away for a week. Guys start helping him pack.
giving that checkbook over?
Yeah, it's like, well, where do you want to go? Are you sure you don't want to go to France? France is beautiful this time of year. Oh, it's going to be so great. I'll miss the hell out of you. But here's what you should do. Go to France, and if you love it, Italy's even more spectacular. Spend a week down there.
Get you a Eurail pass.
All right, gang. Does it work when one of the two people in a relationship splits for a period of time? And I'm not talking about a day or two. I'm talking about like a week or 2 weeks. All right, here are the phone numbers. Maybe you've had some experience with it. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We're downtown at the Staples Center watching the Avengers take on the Soul, the L.A. Avengers, the Philadelphia Soul. And it is 26-27, Avengers losing by a point. But it looks like they're going to kick a field goal here and try to tie it up. The snap, it's down. The kick, it's good. And it's tied 27-27. With 43 seconds left in the second period. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Sitting in for Whitman is Gina Grad, man. Look at you. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
He's Conway and he's Whitman.
What's his name again?
Whitman.
Doesn't matter.
On 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
Everybody, that is a Bon Jovi song in celebration of the Avengers taking on the Philadelphia Soul. Bon Jovi owns the Philadelphia Soul. We are live at the Staples Center. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. Watching the Avengers take on the Philadelphia Soul. Avengers 27. John Bon Jovi's team 34 with 3 seconds to go in the first half. Bad score in the with 3 seconds to go. In the first half, John Bon Jovi team scored on Los Angeles. So it looks like they're going to go into the locker room down by 7 points. And that's going to happen. That's the end of the first half. All right, Gina Grant sitting in for Brian Whitman tonight. Taking a break from a relationship, when you get back, do you find that you still have the same problems? Is it worth it? Is it a pain in the ass? Do you lose trust? Does absence make the heart grow fonder? I don't know. All right, let's talk to take some phone calls here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Adam in West Covina, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim. How are you doing?
All right. What do you got?
Well, me and my fiance here, we alternate. We take 1 year vacation together, and then 1 year she'll go, say, visit her family in Hong Kong or her friends in New York, and I'll go see, you know, my friends in Nevada or go hang out with my buddy in Louisiana.
How long have you been married?
No, we're engaged. We've been together for about 5 years.
Where'd you guys meet?
At work, actually. We work together.
Oh, you work together? Oh, that's pretty cool. And now when you take a separate vacation than she does, you're gone for a week?
Yeah. It was like Hong Cong, she took off for 2 weeks over there.
How cool was that?
She's got friends and family. You know, and then when we get back together, it's definitely absent makes the heart grow fonder. So,
you know, the nice thing about when they're on vacation is when you leave your socks in the bedroom, the next day they're exactly where you left them.
Right, exactly. No one touches your stuff.
You can enjoy yourself. Now, when she splits for 2 weeks, are you guys allowed to do whatever you want to do?
Well, you know, like hang out with my buddies and beers till midnight and stuff like that. That's not something I do when she's around, but You know, it's not like I'm going out to clubs and picking up chicks or anything like that.
Well, then why separate vacations?
Oh, so we can hang out with our friends on our own terms as opposed to trying to be a couple. You know, like her friends are her friends, you know, and even though we're cordial, they're not necessarily my friends, and the same thing, you know, vice versa. So I get to enjoy my friends on my terms. She gets to enjoy her friends on her terms.
Well, that's not bad.
And do you discuss a don't ask, don't tell policy?
How's that?
Do you discuss any sort of don't ask, don't tell policy, or it doesn't even get that far?
Yeah,
as
far as I know, it's never been an issue. I mean, no one's ever asked anything. No one's ever had anything to say about it.
So then it's obviously working. Yeah.
And who could ever cheat on a stud like you, right?
I'm telling you, man, it's good stuff.
Yeah, dude, you sound like you're a terrific guy in total shape and control of his life.
Something like that.
All right,
man. Good stuff to me.
All right, take care of yourself, dude. There he goes. People are driving on the freeway right now, killing themselves, and that guy's got a fiance, and they don't.
Jesus Christ.
All right, let's talk to Yvette in Palmdale on line four. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys
all
doing?
All right. Do you take separate vacations from your husband or your fiance or boyfriend?
He's my husband. My husband of 28 years.
Wow.
And we were forced to take separate vacations because he's in the military.
Ah, well, that's not really a vacation.
Well, they get 2 weeks annual training up at Camp Roberts, which is in Northern California. Now, believe me, I'm not stupid. I know there's some R&R going on.
Right.
But I know that he was doing a military duty. I'm extremely proud of him. Did not have a problem with him going. My only lament, and I know I might sound like a big baby, was that we have 4 children, and it was awfully hard being stuck at home with the 4 girls.
Yeah, but did you know before you had 4 kids that he was in the military?
He was not in at the time we were married. He was in before we were married, and then after we got married, he joined the reserves because he just loved the military thing so much. So it was
just
the 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year.
And did that turn into a tour in Iraq?
He just retired just in the nick of time. He did not have to go. He retired 2 months prior to his unit being deployed. Thank the Lord. But I have to tell you this. I'm not complaining. Extremely proud of him. The girls are very proud of him. We are not complaining at all. All I'm saying is that it was awfully hard to have to deal with the kids when he was gone. But I stuck in there, and now the girls are grown. The youngest is 18, and we are able to enjoy things now. And I'm
How long was he gone for, the longest period of time?
The longest period of time he was gone was after 9/11, and that's what I was going to tell you.
How long?
After he was gone for about just shy of a year.
Wow.
Because after 9/11 hit, all the National Guardsmen were activated to full-time duty.
Right.
And if you can imagine, I had 14 teenagers at the time, and were a handful.
Yeah.
So that, I think, was the roughest time, and it looked like everything that could have gone wrong went wrong as far as plumbing went out, the girls acting disrespectful a couple of times. But, you know, it was really rough, but I'm not complaining. And I tell you this, sir, I did not appreciate him going until after 9/11, because after that happened to our country, I said, I cannot complain about this guy. The only thing I ever complained about was the fact that I was left at home with the kids.
Yeah, how old were the kids when he split?
When he left for 9/11, I'd say they ranged from the age of about 12 to maybe 19.
Well, they should have been fine. I mean, he was in the military. He should have, snapped them into shape.
Right. And like I said, the hardest thing I think about it was probably prior to 9/11 when they were real young and I didn't know that he was going to join the reserves. Like I said, not complaining. It was just a rough thing that, being left at home with the girls and also working for
them. Hey, Yvette, you've used the term not complaining about 9 times with us. And then right after that, a complaint belts out of your mouth.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. The hardest thing about
it. If you want to refrain from using that with him, because he's going to pick up on that, and then he's going to, he's going to love to go to Iraq after a while.
By the time you get to the word complaining, he'll already be out of the room.
Yeah. All righty, but thanks for calling, baby.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, you're the best, baby. There she goes. All right, we're at the Avengers game. They're losing by 7 points. Not bad in the at halftime here. The Avengers girls were out there dancing. You got to come down to one of these games. It really is a great event. So a lot of families here. I see a lot of kids down there. And it seems like everybody's having a great time. So if you get an opportunity to come down to a live football game here, come on down. It's indoor football, man. How do you beat this? All right, this is the Conway Whitman Show. In for Whitman, Gina Grad's sitting with us. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.